This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong, buddy? You're so over. You're a big-time superstar. Don't mess it up, Lum Lum.
Oh, I'm not. I'm sorry.
You told Seth, you get him all worked up. He comes in here. He's like, what was the cartoon where somebody was in my bed? Was it Little Red Riding?
Oh, yeah. I think was the wolf in the bed?
Yeah.
What a perv.
And so if anybody's been in Little Seth's area, he gets Little Red Riding Hood on the deal. And who's been in my bed? Who's been messing with my stuff? And so Lummy, like a numbnut, says, Missy Hyatt was there. Missy Hyatt wasn't physically in the studio, Lum Lum. She was virtual. How can she mess up Seth's area virtually, you dildo?
Well, he said was Missy Hyatt.
What?
Misunderstood.
What did he say? What did he say, Lum Lum? Tell me what he said and tell me Missy. What you misunderstood.
Lum Lum.
What?
So he asked me, he's like, was Missy Elliott in my chair? And I.
Missy Elliott.
Lummy.
Missy Elliott.
Right?
He's looking at the paper.
Right.
Looking at the paper.
Right?
Yeah, sorry. And I thought he meant like, was I sitting in this? Because I made it stiff, and so I was unstiffing it for him.
Yeah, it was stiff.
Can I
tell you? I think, just here's my theory. I think Lummy puts together a different setup for when he's on this.
Missy Elliott was in Seth's chair. She was working it. And let me sure, kid. And it's a beer, beer, pick a bit American. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. So, Seth, what happened, buddy?
I just think Lummy has a different setup for when he's on, like, over here as opposed to Monday and Tuesday when Dan's on the main mic.
Yeah, you're saying so when he's at the kids' table for the Monday, Tuesday, he's on a different setup than when he's, primetime Willie?
Yeah, I think he's all set up today.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. Lummy, are you fast time? Are you pushing water? What's your deal? Is your right rear sealing? Are you starting a fire? What's your deal?
Starting
the
fire.
Uh-oh. Were you editing or were you banging?
Or were No, I took the...
What, Lummy? I can't hear you.
I took the thing I needed to fire. I just took it like 20 minutes too late.
What, Lummy?
It's going to take me 20 more minutes to kick in. I don't know what I'm saying.
You mistimed your kick in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you try to time your kick in right at, six, so you're hitting, right? That's when your right rear is starting to fire. Bam, bam.
But what does Lummy take? He takes, like, Propecia. I mean, it's not taking any...
Propecia?
Or no, I don't know.
Is that for my hair?
No, he takes
alopecia.
Lummy, let's not... Nobody mention any words or any slang deals or nothing But do you do the show natural, like with no additives?
No.
All right. Neither do I.
Ever?
Well, let's just go through the room. I got additives. Anna, do you have additives? Or are you straight natural?
Does coffee count?
No, coffee does not count.
Okay, then I'm natural.
You're natural?
Yeah.
All right. Seth, I know you're not natural.
It's natural.
Just because it grows out of the ground doesn't mean it's natural.
I mean, it
says natural relief when I go to the store and buy it.
Here's the deal. If you can't buy it at Publix, then it's not natural.
Oh, come on.
Yes, that's the rule.
Oh, that's the rule. Well, then, okay, I'm not natural.
Okay.
Publix needs to start selling weed.
Does the pharmacy at Publix count?
And let me tell you something. Publix, I love you more than anything. Like, that's where I shop. The only thing that could take Publix to the next level, Publix has got everything maxed out. As far as you're the best at everything, cleanliness, friendliness, like it's just, you're the best. Publix is the best. The only thing that would make Publix just even a tad better is if there was a weed dispensary there.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because you know Publix would even be the best at weed dispensaries too. BOGOs and all the yippee-os.
they're probably going to get in the game one day. If they got a pharmacy, I mean, they're probably going to want a weed pharmacy.
I'm just saying. Is that the only thing that could make Publix a better shopping
experience? I'd probably live there. I'd probably just sit there all day.
Do you know how many more guys would swing by Publix and pick up some stuff for dinner for the family if you got a call from your wife? When Publix doesn't have a weed dispensary, you're like, man, I don't want to go to Publix. I have to go inside, get some milk, get some bread, get some stuff for the kids. But when going by Publix isn't a big deal when you can pick up a little nug, 9-pound Hammer Willie, along with the milk and the bread and the butter.
And here's the thing. A guy goes there, gets all high, then he buys his wife some $15 flowers. He starts buying stuff for the dogs and the kids. He's feeling good. Then you end up spending $100 in Publix, all because you open up a dispensary.
I got to think the only thing that Publix could do to maybe increase margins because they got the best at everything is to get a weed dispensary there because then people be like, what's the one thing you want to do when you get high? Eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you got you got everything you want. Right there, right?
Publix doesn't seem weed-friendly, though.
I know.
By the way, Cave sent a story today that I guess a new California company named Cookies is opening up in Florida now.
Yeah, I saw
that.
That's
a big one.
Is it like an edible deal, right? I had that story.
It damn well better be.
Yeah, they have 18 retail locations around the world.
Florida just passed the edible law. Did they not?
Yeah, they did. And we got medical marijuana passed in 2016, like the day that Trump got elected, and we just got edibles like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, because Rick Scott was a real dick about it. You know, he's like, oh, I know the voters passed medical marijuana, but I'm going to make it as tough as I absolutely positively can.
Yeah, that
was... So in like California, in place where it's recreational legal, like you don't have to worry about your points or going to the doctor or nothing. Uh-uh. You just go get it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that ever going to happen?
The weird part is they have both still. And like usually the medical stuff is cheaper.
Oh.
Not by much, but it is.
Yeah, whatever. I don't want to deal with that.
And like they have a separate area for like the medical and separate for recreational.
They do. When I was out in California, there's a store that's just straight medical, and there's a store next to it that's like, hey, come on in and let it eat.
And right. Was there a line out the door for the let it eat store?
Oh,
was there, like,
yeah.
You feel tumbleweeds on the other deal?
You feel like a real pothead when you're in that one. Trust me.
I want to go in the no documentation needed let it eat store.
They're like, I don't care. I'm from Florida. They go, we don't care where you're from. Buy some weed. Take some home with you.
But Blitz, you can't bring it home, can you? That's where
you can't cross state lines.
Popular marijuana company Cookies to open in 2021 in Florida. The company based in California acquired one of Florida's 22 medical marijuana center. See, all these licenses.
Those are hard to get and very expensive.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of those weed dispensaries are set up shop as a church.
Really?
Yeah, so they can. That's how they skirt around taxes and stuff.
Oh, can we set up
as
a church?
You have to join the church.
Blitz!
And because it's federally illegal still, like they have a big problem with banking.
Churches aren't illegal.
They deal in a lot of cash.
How about just being the Church of Bubba Army? And, you know, like, and Blitz, then everybody's money they give us could be tax deductible because
we
are.
A cool name. Maybe we could call it like, let me think of one. Climax.
Shut up. You're about dumb today. I hate you for everything.
Jesus.
He just. Is that an inside Iggy?
Yeah, we had like this little. Yeah.
Bubba had a church of Climax.
My church was called Climax.
That sounds nasty.
Where was this church?
Well, no kidding.
Hold on. Climax is, you're going to try to tell me.
The Climax Church was from 6 to 10 a.m. every morning.
By the way, Caveman, find me the climax music. I'll walk through the whole climax for everybody.
Oh, sweet Maria.
Shut up, Seth. I hate you, too.
Why now? I just don't know if I'm ready for climaxing. It's 6:09.
When are you? Hold on. When is a man never ready to climax?
Well, it's an... it's.
And have you ever known climaxing to be a bad thing? Even one that doesn't climax that much on a Hummel, when she does climax, it's not a bad thing, is it? Is there anything
no.
anybody can slice up in a bad way to climax?
No, it's not bad. It's you're right.
See, I had my own little like this was my music.
This was
you
the
know,
climax.
Climax.
Music.
Climax. Maybe you aren't seeing my vision. I don't really care. This was like a year ago, okay?
Would you just yell? Would you just say climax?
I also
over
used to
and
do
over?
It. I used to do a Daily Cube too. So everybody
and,
just asked my date. The Klim's Kegels were actually was if you would have given it a chance, because right now I'm Kegeling. I'm Kegeling right now. And the bottom line
why?
Is there's
people
no,
are begging for SJ
there
on the show every
no,
day.
There is no other form of a media. Can you imagine if Joe Rogan right now was going, I am actually squeezing my sphincter together and I'm Kegeling.
He probably does.
And
he'd have to apologize for it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's getting bad. It's getting worse for him.
Bubba, why are you so horny?
I'm Kegeling.
You're so very horny this morning.
Kegeling is such a good thing. It builds up all that inner, those inner muscles that most people don't.
You don't have a vagina.
You do the other side.
You still have pelvic floor muscles.
Yeah, there you go. And that's
that
the,
what? Like
that's
a girl's like, Bubba, your pelvic floor needs to tighten up.
It's probably good to work out.
The muscle you use to stop your stream, to cut off your stream,
is
the muscle that you can also use to hold back orgasms.
Right.
And when you hold that bitch back a little
for like
bit.
7 hours.
You do like 2 or 3 false finishes on the deal. Hold. It's because you have strong Kegels, and the way you get strong Kegels is to exercise them.
Okay.
And you know what? What better?
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine if you're not listening to your favorite show and he's doing a Kegel demonstration, you just naturally, as you're driving down the highway in your semi-truck, start Kegeling. That's a Kegel that a semi-driver wasn't going to do if it wasn't, you know, following me on the kegs.
Yes, Seth, when you're driving your semi-truck down the road, you need to be Kegeling.
I'm Kegeling the hell out of myself.
I mean,
right
there's going to be...
Bam, bam, bam. My Kegel looks like a little bunny nose right now.
God.
Let me Kegel with me, buddy.
I'm Kegeling.
Bubba, so there's a lucky woman that gets to be under you for 12 rounds. Is that what you're saying?
Hi, it's the new church called Climax. It's very much a good thing. Uplifting experience. You can't slice Climax as anything better other than good. Even when you climax, you don't mind having another one eventually. Sometimes it's tiring. But tiring's good. It means your body has given up for the day. It's time to wrap it up. That's what a climax is. It's an indicator to let you know that you've accomplished your mission. Climax. Make checks payable to Climax. Bam, bam.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything. I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. What if the Bubba Army was a religion? And like, you know, hey, it's the Bubba Army Church.
You'd have a plane again pretty soon. I think.
Gulfstream. You got to stay
away from all these big time Joel Overstein and all these guys, you know, that are all these, you know, Benihana and all these guys.
Benihana and Joel Overstein.
These guys that have their own religions that show up in like these big jets. I would
what
show
about
up.
That one, remember that
I
one
would
crazy
show
guy?
Up. I'd show up in a Cessna 172. That's how I'd show up.
Little prop plane.
Yeah.
Well, remember that one crazy guy that said that the regular airplanes are just demon tubes in the sky and he'd have his own?
Hey, I just want to let you know I can't go over and do my work in Africa like some crappy-ass G3. I need the latest technology so I don't have to stop and fuel.
Well, the big thing is when you get a religion, it's like, you know, when you put out an album, you got to go on tour and kind of, you know, promote it. So that's why we have to get a really kick-ass plane with a big tax break Willie.
Our plane, hi, Climax. Our plane is wherever Southwest is going for one of getaway fares.
Oh, man. Can we get the extra leg room at least?
How are you, sir? We'd just like to ask you about why you don't want to fly commercial. Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting...
This
guy's crazy.
This is one of these big-time pastors with these televangel deals. This is what I need to come...
into a tube with a bunch of demons. Why do you think that?
No, listen to me just a second. Of course. Not the people. The main reason is because of the need. If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing. That's really the main.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, like for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen, I paid.
He wants to hit her so bad.
He does. Who did his makeup?
Look at his eyes, though. He's got crazy
eyes.
He kind
of caught me off guard here, okay?
Certainly. Well,
and normally there wasn't a camera.
Here, I'd like to give you a chance to...
I love this hard-hitting
a
reporter.
Too.
To catch your breath and have a conversation. We don't want to catch.
Anna Hummel, I think we found your niche in the show.
I'm bothering rich men.
To go out and like start busting some balls on some hard driving questions.
I like that a lot.
Off guard.
I love inside of this.
Blitz, what if we start sending Anna to some of the pressers around here? Anna Hummel from the Bubba Army Radio Network. Just want to let you know. You know, then you ask a real tough one.
Yeah, I like her approach. She's like really nice, but really annoying at the same time.
You think you might want to do that or no?
I think I could do that.
You'd rather clean out cat turds on Saturday on the box.
Is it true?
I really did that.
Is it true that this guy's up for the Supreme Court seat?
Yeah, Trump's sold it to him.
Listen, you got to get this now. Hey, you listen to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is, yeah.
What?
Now...
What?
Thank you, Lord. Help me. Just let me.
Put those
me
glasses
pray.
On, dude. Your eyes are creepy.
We have brought over.
I need to start doing that. Help me, Lord. I've messed up a little bit. I'm gonna start doing that when the show's getting away from me. I'll be like, help me, Lord. I'm just gonna go into like some Bubba tongue.
Like a wannabe Elvis.
Like, help me, Lord. I just messed up. Lord Jesus Christ, please help me. Oh man.
Why are you ever?
You died on the cross for me and forever. I repent and find you in the Lord Savior Jesus, my Jesus Christ. Please,
sorry. Yes,
find me the strength to deal with Seth Kushner's meltdown.
That might be what gets Hootie back.
True. I'm going to get forgiven on my forearm. You know, have you seen these guys who like put stuff on their forearms and stuff? You know, forgiven or immortal or IPO.
Yep.
Whatever. Seth Kushner, I think I so rudely interrupted you.
Oh no, I totally forgot what I was going to say. It's all right. Mm. Praise the Lord.
100. Let's see.
Anna, can you praise the Lord with me?
No.
For the right amount of money, you can.
Yes, I could.
Praise the Lord.
They're all.
I love Jesus.
PTL.
I love Jesus.
Mm. Yeah.
Lummy, do you love Jesus?
I love Jesus.
Do you find Jesus as your personal savior?
Yes, I'm a Jesus freak.
The latest figures just came out. 122 million people to the Lord Jesus Christ.
What?
And I prayed about it, and I thought, I'm not missing that dedication in Jerusalem. Without the airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler Perry, and I didn't pay anywhere. And Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made it.
It's so easy to bamboo a black guy. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
He did not sell that at a good price. I fleeced him. Took every dollar I had to show him who the man was.
He looked into my devil eyes, and I told him, you give me
Tyler Perry, God-fearing man, looked into my devil eyes and gave me half off, is what he did. And he put some pretty damn good movies out, too. As a matter of fact, Lord Jesus has blessed Tyler Perry so much that he was able to take a loss on this airplane because he makes so much money because he's so spirited and so funny.
He tied the airplane.
He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Oh, my God.
My question then... Okay.
Hey, Anna, how about you start interviewing preachers?
I would love that.
Oh, me too.
I thought, like, have you seen Righteous Gemstones?
Yes.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is, like... I feel like this guy's like more the over the top than them.
You're yeah. right. The difference is this is real.
Yeah, yeah this guy's more over the top than the rest of the
difference
characters.
Is this is 1,000% real.
Yeah.
All right, but I want to get to the demons because people are very concerned about that comment.
Give me a chance.
Anna, we put a little shawl around like your neck and put you in a ponytail, babe, and that shoes all day.
I know.
Your inside edition. Okay. I love your eyes.
Okay. But not again, yours. Getting back to the comment. You said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did.
He wants to hit her so bad.
We wrestle not with flesh and blood.
This is exactly why every human being needs to put on track shoes and sprint from religion. Because this is exactly the type of old-timer person that's running a lot of the religion.
But, I mean,
this is so bad.
If you're getting hoodwinked by this guy, I mean, come on.
You deserve
you
it.
Might be in the hoodwinking business yeah. then, right?
I agree with you, Seth.
Yeah. There's other. There's probably more clever guys out there that are disguising it a little bit better.
So they need to find out all the people that follow this guy and maybe start asking them some questions.
Yeah.
Well, and find out it's a lot because he's able to buy giant airplanes,
but principalities and powers.
Can you explain what you meant by that? Yes. That by that term, then just.
And I want to market the rubes that think this guy's super cool, man. How stupid are you?
Well, they're definitely.
You're writing this guy checks.
They're in the 70 and up crowd, I think.
Because it's really simple.
I don't think he's big with the millennials.
With a bunch of demons. What did you mean?
Well, let me ask you. Galatians chapter 3. If.
Hey, bitch, starts blowing you a bunch of crap right before you're getting on your airplane.
Long
punch her in the mouth.
Long to Christ. Then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. And his promise was great wealth. Glory to God. I love Inside Edition. I love the people on it. And it thrills me to get a chance to have my face on Inside Edition.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much, Reverend. You have a nice day.
Oh, my God.
He turned it around. I like that.
I think that woman had to go take a shower because she's just filthy.
I don't think I ever saw the end of that. I never saw
it. Net worth is $300 million.
That guy is worth $300 million.
Yeah, but just him. That's not the
church. What's his name again?
Kenneth Copco.
He's actually probably worth $200 million.
Well, actually another site says he's worth about $360 million.
Shut up.
That's horrible.
Is it? I mean, God, if people are just stupid.
I mean, that means we can make it. We're going to be able to pay our bills.
You want to talk to him? You want to have a sit down with him?
Yeah. I would like to. Hey, honest to God, Cave, see if you can book that guy. Tell him he can save us. Tell him that Bubba is the number one show on Twitch and radio in the world, and we are not. We need saved. We'd like to be baptized.
You got two Jews, and they're looking. They need some help.
Bama boy 352 at 1500 bits.
Wait, I thought we're not looking to get saved. We're just looking to go over his business model.
Well, we got to lure him in.
I don't think we all have to. You know, I don't think we all have to.
We're not getting
praise.
We're not getting saved for real.
No, I know, but I don't want him to. You know,
you don't. Even
I'm not.
Be,
I
you
can't
hold on. You don't even want to be fake saved by
I
him.
I can't. No,
at
not
least
by him.
We'll, at least we'll jump off the bridge if you maybe, get fake saved by him.
Maybe that's why Joe Rogan moved to Texas, because all these like the top richest pastors are all from Texas.
Yeah, Joe Loverstein.
They got some kind of tax shelter Willie over there.
TD Jakes, he's in Texas. Olstein's there.
I mean, TD Jakes, man, that guy's pimp.
Yeah,
looks like more. It looks like Martin Lawrence's dad, kind of. I think.
I don't know.
Something I was gonna say and I completely forgot just a few minutes ago. Anna, pick it up. Take us to the next topic really fast.
Yeah, climax.
Rachel made us treats because she felt like I was getting bullied at work and she wanted me to still have friends.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, "Why are you making those treats? Is it because I was bullied at work?"
Hold on. Bullied at work.
That's what she said.
Is that what we're coming up with here? That's what we're
I didn't
this?
Say that. Oh, I'm just saying
I mean, I really
she
like
felt
you.
Bad and,
bullied,
and she started making treats and they're in the kitchen right now.
I mean, that's a trigger for a boss. I mean, Seth, what if you were in charge of everything around here and you started hearing an employee said, quote unquote bullied at work. Doesn't that put a scare in you a little
bit? It's a big word. It's almost like saying racist these days.
It's almost like saying raped.
Oh my God. No, bullied, it's not.
Bullied at work. Do you feel you're being bullied at work?
No.
I don't want you to feel that way.
No, I'm having a great time. Monday was fantastic.
You're just saying that. You're just saying that. You don't mean that.
No, I do.
Can you explain what you're making right now?
It is caramel apple pretzels chocolate, so it's caramel apple bark.
And am I taking
tell her
this
to put
to
a
work
little
tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tell her
thanks,
to put,
mommy.
You're welcome.
Tell her to put a little makeup on for Friday.
Bullied at work.
Maybe. I just want your friends to be nice to you again. Just kidding.
I see those two jugs of free protein up there.
Yeah, right on top of the fridge.
Oh, no, those are hers.
Mine's... Are you making me these treats because I was bullied at work?
Maybe. I just want your friends to be nice to you again. Just kidding.
She's not kidding.
Bullied at work.
Are you making me these treats because I was bullied at work?
Maybe. I just want your friends to be nice to you again. Just kidding.
What's that? Is that a seal gimmick?
No, that's me.
Oh.
Laughing.
Are you making me these treats because I was bullied at work?
Maybe. I just want your friends to be nice to you again. Just kidding.
Are you going to... Make
Are you making
laugh?
Me these treats because I was bullied at work?
Maybe. I just want your friends to be nice to you again. Just kidding.
Are you going to bully me over my laugh?
What I'm saying is if you make those kind of sounds just, you know, on a happy I'm getting treats made, can you imagine if, you know, Seth, she was getting a business, the type of sounds that she would make? If she makes those just on I'm getting free treats. Can you imagine if, you know, she's jet skiing?
I don't know. I don't know if
sorry. So if we make fun of your laugh, now that's bullying. Have you been talking to lawyers or something?
No.
Seth, look at these trigger words. Look at these trigger words we're all of a sudden playing.
Yeah.
I never said that. That's,
have you been talking to lawyers with this big speak of yours like bullying?
You're talking
only,
to lawyers?
Only lawyers know bullying.
You're talking to lawyers about bullying?
No. I'm just saying that some might perceive it to be bullying. I do not. I don't classify it as that. I think we're all just having a good time at work.
So you claim you haven't been talking to lawyers. However, rumor has it you've been talking to Kevin Hazlett.
Well, hold on.
Since when?
Since when is a radio show and how we pick on each other and like there is no there's no sacred cows? I mean, in any sacred cows, we've already established, like, you know, we wouldn't have long conversations about little baby Sethy or, you know, like, well, we stay away from some stuff. But everything's pretty much in bounds, including your awkwardness and all the stuff we talk about. And now you're bullying. Now, Seth, I'm hearing bullying. That scares me. I'm the boss around here.
Well, listen, bullying isn't like harassment. I think bullying is still fine.
No.
I think it's not like I'm saying, I was being molested at work. I was being harassed.
Yeah, but like in today's...
Abused.
But in today's corporate...
Bullying is fine. No one cares about adults getting bullied. It's only about kids.
Yeah, they do.
No one cares about a 33-year-old getting bullied.
Oh, bull crap. Hold on. You don't think that people would... Like, you couldn't... Like corporate America would have a problem with, you know, a bunch of dudes.
That's not a trigger word for adults.
54-year-old guy.
No, that's not.
A guy near 40, three or four guys in their 30s, all, you know, picking on you to the point where you're calling it bullying.
Yeah, but it...
That makes us want to shut down. That makes me want to...
No.
Acorn.
No, I'm not saying harassing.
How many times, Bubba, have you said that you like bullying and that bullying is cool?
A lot. Bullying is cool.
Well, there you go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Bullying is an essential part of life.
Of the Church of Climax. It's how you get initiated into the church. See, I'm just getting initiated. See, I want to accept the Church of Climax into my life, and this is the path to do so.
Hi, this is Bubba Clement. I'm the head of Climax, and please know that, you know, maybe the Crips will beat you in and the Bloods may stab you in, but we bully you in here at this religion. We like to bully. And after you get bullied, then you become tougher, and then you can bully the next person coming in.
Yay.
It's all about learning how to be bullied and get bullied and give a good bullying.
I appreciate when you bully me, Bubba.
I like it. I wish Seth would bully me more. I yearn for his bulliness. Seth, could you bully me?
I bully you with the Instagram videos that I post.
Oh, you did?
On the Bubba Army Instagram.
That's ridiculous. That is a form of bullying.
It was kind of eaten last time.
That's harassment.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got to get better. I thought it was just content.
I was just trying to just have one moment to myself, and there's Seth over there like a Johnny TMZ in the brushes, and then after he gets his, he starts laughing. And he's got his little camera there. I'm like, Seth, buddy. I'm just trying to stretch out my elephant neck, please.
It was at like 20.
Lives are tough.
It was about 2,500 views last time I checked.
Oh, that's
horrible. Let's see. 3,000.
I said 3,400.
That's what you did.
We're at 3,000 in 21 hours, and it has 51 comments.
It's at our Instagram is at the Bubba Army, as pretty much everything is at the Bubba Army. Go find us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. I put a new video up today on YouTube of part 3 with my mother. Janie Cakes.
Oh, good.
I did see somebody put in the comment section, it's not been properly tagged or it's not been properly titled. And I'm like, you're right, buddy. I can't shoot it, put it up, title it, hashtag it, or any of that. I just can't. I'm not real good at that. Sorry. So some of my videos that I put up on YouTube, you know, aren't, you know, necessarily probably tagged correctly.
Did you pew pew your mom?
I do.
Did you yesterday? Or whenever you saw her?
No, this was last Wednesday. Remember when I did the Mama Day?
Mama. I saw that one.
No, but you didn't.
Are you going to spend next Wednesday with your mom?
Yes.
Good.
We're already locked in for next Wednesday. I don't know how the language is going to be like here.
So we haven't left yet. This is part 2 of Bubba and his mama.
I'm going to do Bubba Mama Day every other Wednesday.
That's awesome.
This is last Wednesday, and this is before we left to our little breakfast joint. Hopefully in the next couple Wednesdays, Blitz will have a new phone for me when the new iPhone comes out.
Yep.
So
the date comes out, we're ordering it.
Here is my mom. We're still at her house. This is available on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com, search at the Bubba Army, and we put some stuff on there that you won't be able to find other places.
Can't blow Donald's head.
Go to lunch, but she just...
So I'm going to start seeing my mom every other Wednesday because I love her, and my mom is cool as hell for a 74-year-old. And everybody loves the Janie Cakes. And if you don't like my mom, don't worry about it. She's not your mom. She's my mom. And I grab her jugs sometimes.
No.
Oh, God.
She has this pool. She loves Donald Trump, by the way.
Couldn't tell.
Yeah. And listen, I don't want, you know, at least Seth's mom loves Biden. My mom loves Trump. don't hold that against us. We're just, you know, it's your mom.
No, and agreed.
You can't tell your mom who to vote for.
Right, yes, but the pool float is, I feel like that's next level.
She is. She's next level.
Oh, did you see the go-kart, Seth, or the golf cart?
Oh, Seth, did you see that? Somebody sent me a... I put it up on our Facebook. My mom's retirement community, Seth, had a Donald Trump golf cart
parade. I think
parade.
I did see that, yeah.
Blitch, I should have been out there taping that. You know that?
That would have been funny.
Oh, yeah.
How did they organize that?
I don't know, but they all got together and drove around their neighborhood, and my mom decorated her golf cart. It's on our Facebook.
Hold Trump, on. Cool toy. And now you're, I guess technically you would be blowing Donald. Would you blow Donald in real life?
I don't know.
Mom, you know you would blow Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, but you'd get in so much trouble.
How would you get in trouble?
Well, just like Monica Lewinsky.
How much trouble did she get into?
Well, not very well liked. Look what he's having for lunch. Leftover dinner.
People want to see you blow Donald.
I can't. He won't blow.
Hold on here.
Do you even have enough? Can you blow?
I can blow fine, but you know these have like a...
Can you suck?
Like a...
Oh my God, Sponge. Well, I mean,
asking your mom
you
if she blow...
skip that login, Bubba.
Oh, what would I do here?
Not now.
Yeah, not now.
Not now. Okay, thanks. This is my mom. Let me see if I can... This is my mom's... My mom was in the Donald Trump...
Did they win?
They got a prize. I don't know what... Jeff and I at the Trump parade as Melania and Donald, we won a prize.
Yeah, that's nice.
Boy, as you get older, just things are more simple in life.
Well, I mean, it gives them something to do. Yeah, it's just fun.
So she took her pool toy and she blew it up, and it's on top of the golf cart with Donald Trump. And then she has a Melania mask on. My stepdad has a Donald Trump mask on. And they went and won a prize at the Donald Trump parade amongst old people.
They have a golf cart. That's the number one thing I'm taking away from this.
Yeah. You have to have a golf cart to live out there.
Oh, man.
So asking my mom if she blows or sucks is not a bad thing. I'm not putting it in a sexual context. To suck and or blow is simply an act. Is it not? To suck or blow? I didn't say what you're sucking or blowing. You're just either can you blow and can you still...
I mean,
mom, you're 74.
Jugs, 1,000 bits.
Mom, you're 74. Can you still blow and suck?
Well, obviously she is because she's blowing up the pool float.
Like they have like a, what do you call it?
A one-way willy?
Yeah.
A what?
A one-way willy, and it can't suck or blow.
You can. Mm-hmm. I bet you I can blow it. Blow it.
You can't blow it. It's got a flapper thing in there.
Watch.
Well, of course you
did. Did you have to, like, bite down on it?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That's a bullying move right there.
Well, I mean, you know, our family just says it like it is.
No, I know.
I mean, Seth, she quit now, did she not?
Well, yeah, you're right. You told that bitch off.
And you told her you can't effing quit.
You can't. Don't be a quitter. I haven't quit. You know how much? I mean, my life was in shambles 2 years ago. I almost killed myself. But I didn't quit, and I'm keep on keeping on. We don't quit.
Janie's jugs, 1,100 bits.
See if you got enough pressure to give him head. To blow his head.
I'm not putting my mouth on here, and you've had your mouth on there. How do I know where you've had your mouth?
Good point.
You know everybody I've been with.
Look at her.
I still, but I don't want... Yeah, that's why I won't blow on here. I know all that. That's why I ain't blowing.
I blew it, Mom.
I ain't blowing.
See if you got enough... If you got any blow left in you. You gotta talk like him. You gotta talk to him.
Do you think I have a certain dynamic with my mom that... can everybody talk to your mom? You can talk to your mom like that, can't you, Seth?
Yeah.
Could you say at least you're being an effing quitter? Quit quitting.
Yeah, I could give. Yeah.
I think you have that dynamic.
Yeah, I don't think I want it, but it's there if I need it.
Your mom is cool enough to be on the receiving end of that type of craziness.
You know.
Yeah. That's why she likes me, because we're crazy. Her and I together, she could see me as her son.
Okay, that maybe that's.
But I think Seth probably stops at the pew pews.
Say, listen, Seth, listen, Elise, you could be my mom.
I saw my
nana grab your jug.
I saw my nana's bush one time, and that never. I never yearned to see anybody in my family nude or touch their whole butts or boobs.
I don't know if I think I can. I think I can talk like Joe Biden, though.
Talk like Joe Biden. Here comes some kind of 74-year-old cut on Joe.
Well,
Who are you?
I'm Joe Biden.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think we have you. Do you all need to listen to your record player?
No, this is a 74-year-old calling another guy too old. I think Donald Trump should use this as an endorsement. What do most 74-year-olds think of Joe Biden? Then. You ought to listen to your record player.
Move the teleprompter closer.
Yeah, I can't read. Oh, yeah. What's that noise? Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's a 74-year-old doing a 74-year-old right there, but yeah. You're spry.
But he's old. No, he's older than that. Donald's 74. He's 77.
This is
What's your stepdad's name?
Eddie.
Jeff. Eddie. He's...
Jeff or Eddie.
Wait, Eddie and Jeff?
Well, Jeff.
Good
Jeff,
God.
Jeff or Eddie, whatever.
His nickname's Eddie, but he's...
he's really on it. He's Fox News over there.
He is. And he is so cool. I love that. He's been
you'd
be a good president.
I'm kind of feeling my age.
You are?
Yeah.
In what way? You look beautiful. You got skin cancer.
Yeah.
Do you just ache and pain? What hurts the most?
Every little thing.
Your TT?
No, I go to the TT doctor tomorrow.
She said she went to the TT doctor, the gynecologist, and she texted me and said that everything's fine. And I said, you sure it's not worn out? And she said, no, it's not hoard out.
They don't check to see if it's worn out, Bubba.
I'm just telling you the text exchange I had with my mom when she went to the gyno.
That's not a worn out doctor.
She said it wasn't worn out. It was pristine. And I said, great.
Good Lord.
You're as old as you are, what do they do with the TT doctors? They don't, you don't have any reproductive organs.
Oh my God.
I'm asking what they do at the TT doctor.
I do have reproductive organs. They just don't work. I got all my stuff still.
Okay, but what do they do? Do they just, screw Kim Kardashian's mom. My mom's cooler than all those people. I mean, like, what do they do at the TT doctor? Do they just scrape it?
No, they do a pap, but they just
go. Is it embarrassing to be in the stirrups?
Oh, God, yes.
How do you groom?
I groom.
Do you have a little landing strip, or do you got...
No, I have a shaver.
I thought she was a member of the Sparks Girls.
Yeah. Is it...
Look at that.
Is your dad getting turned on right now?
No, he's eating his... leftover chick. I need to care less. Thinking about his golf game that he had today. Listening to her nonsense. She has to listen to her all day.
Oh.
And she's obsessed with Fox News. That's all she does. I said, what are you doing? Watching Fox News?
Yeah, but he's into it too, it seems like.
Yeah, they're both into it.
Why does it go this way?
Is it bald?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you let it grow out, would it be all gray?
No.
What did he say?
She dies it.
Said she dies it in between
between bites.
Seth, this is stupid or is this funny?
No, this is good. This is just I didn't.
This is too much for you, Kazi.
No, me.
Are you mad at me?
No, I got it. It's great. I love bush talk with moms. We should really open it up to more moms and see how their bushes are.
Do you diet?
Don't diet.
You don't diet either, do you?
I'm on Weight Watchers.
What?
Do we have to be cognizant of your points today when we go to lunch?
No, because I haven't had anything to eat.
Are you hungry?
Not really.
Do you want to skip lunch?
I thought this was part of the Mama Bubba Day.
Okay, let's go then.
Since we canceled out our other thing.
Why don't you go to that Italian place that we went to with
this is just straight old people in it. Why don't you go to this Italian place?
He's trying to get rid of you guys, isn't
he? He's trying to so he can watch porn.
It's like, get out of here.
He wants to watch porn so bad, I promise you.
Janie's jumping.
She dropped the F-bomb. Yeah. She had a little piece of skin cancer taken off, and she's all worried about it. So every once in a while, you got to tell your mom. You do. You just have to tell your mom how beautiful she is, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seth, don't you ever say, Mom, you're so beautiful.
I should.
You probably should. You should look at her one day and go, I know. Mom, you just look so beautiful today.
I know. I'm a scumbag, son.
I bet your Brett does.
Yeah, he probably does.
But your Micah does.
They did, but they also live with her until they were past 30, so.
A lot of time to see, a lot of FaceTime to tell her how beautiful she is.
Yeah.
You would have woke up every day and told her you were beautiful, you'd live there too now.
They're paying my mortgage. Yeah. For yeah, damn right. I tell my daddy that has a hot piece of ass too.
My mom, I asked my mom, I don't want to go to lunch and I want to go to Dairy Queen. And
oh my.
She said, Dairy Queen gives her the runs.
Is it just me or is my mom cool as hell? I love her.
Like, your dad just eating in the background.
She's so cool. Is it me or is Janie over?
Oh, no, she's over for sure.
I can try it, though.
So Seth, he starts laughing because he knows she's going to have the craps later
tonight.
Oh,
wow, that's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream gives you the sh- I know, but just all of a sudden, I think it's something to do with old age. It's like, oh my God.
I can't eat ice
I think
cream.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, we're going to have to figure out. This is part two of our ongoing Bubba and His Mama Does Lunch, and we got distracted with you
part
blowing
three.
Up Donald Trump's pool toy. But you don't have enough power to blow him. So we're going to have to hook up the air compressor.
I wish I would be alive when you're 74. See how much power you have.
I'm tired. She might. She just has to go another 20 years. Like, I think that it's a possibility.
God, I love her. Go watch it on our YouTube channel, at The Bubba Army.
This is The Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps. It's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.